The Senate vote took place just as Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser and other city leaders left a House Oversight Committee hearing where Republicans grilled them about crime and public safety. The disapproval resolution passed by a vote of 56-43. 8 senators, including 6 Democrats and 2 independents who caucus with them, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema and Maine's Angus King, voted with Republicans to block D.C.'s Comprehensive Policing and Justice Reform Amendment Act. The legislation was crafted in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing at the hands of Minneapolis police. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she's alarmed by crime rates in the city, but her economic empowerment programs in the city are also bearing fruit.
As mayor, you don't want to see any crime in your city. You definitely don't want to see increasing crime. I know that we have the tools that we need to drive it down. And while at the same time we're doing that, we haven't given up on the agenda that advances our city.
The policing legislation, most of which has already been in effect on a temporary basis, restricts certain policing tactics, prevents the hiring of officers with past misconduct, and expands public access to police disciplinary records and body camera footage in excessive force incidents, among other things. The GOP-controlled House voted to reject the legislation last month. President Biden has threatened to veto the legislation, ensuring the vote will likely be much more political than practical. House Republicans have been eager to use their constitutional authority to scrutinize policies in the deep blue city, especially on the issues of crime and public safety. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.